the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Saw this morning that when Japan last hosted the Olympics in 1960, when there was less money involved, they had the Olympics in October, which is a much more seasonable time of the year. So why are they smack dab into the very hot season of Japan right now? Because NBC pays $1 billion for the rights and said, we will have them in the July-August window when they're not competing with college and professional football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dead zone.
Mm-hmm. It is about amateurism. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So the Olympics are ongoing. Not once in my life did I ever think I could be an Olympian. I'm assuming no one here was.
No.
No, yeah. You would know.
I don't know. Maybe when I was 12 or something, I thought, oh, someday maybe I could be something.
Nope. That's even then, insane. I didn't think
But I don't think so. No, I don't.
By then, by the time I was old enough to know what the Olympics were, I was old enough to know genetically nothing was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're taught that they're better than you from the time you are able to understand what the Olympics are. Mm-hmm. If you weren't taught that, that means that you were already training for the Olympics like when you were five.
Yeah.
Four mm-hmm. or five. Well, maybe even younger.
Yeah, I think that's true. So what would have to be an Olympic event for you to be an Olympic medalist? Anything in the world that you think you might be the best at? I will go first.
Okay.
Accidentally flooding things.
I agree.
You're the best.
I flooded more things
accidentally without knowing than anyone else ever has. All small things. Not always.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say.
I take that back.
Yeah.
Lots of small things, but lots of big things. And I would win a gold medal in flooding things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm not very proud of it, you know, mm-hmm. just like most of the athletes.
What do you mean? You're a gold medalist.
I'm the best in the world, Steve? Yeah. Give me a good point.
I would win a gold medal in something that I have been honing my skill at my entire life, and that would be researching items ad nauseum before I buy them. I am an excellent researcher of products.
How does an event like that work? Like, it's time for the Olympic event of product research, competing for the United States Hot Wings. And the product, they would surprise you with the product.
It would have to be a surprise. Yeah, nobody would ever
thorough research.
Think.
Uh-huh. And if you researched, like a pure disqualification would be if you researched to the point of going, this is a good product, I will purchase this one. Oh! And the contestant from Sweden is out. He went ahead and bought the home toasting unit to make his hot dog buns perfect. Howing's still digging in.
Well, eventually buy it, I suppose. You know, but you would have to be the last one standing, and you'd have to know the most about the product.
You'd have to become an expert on a toaster oven.
Yeah, when I bought kayaks over the weekend for the kids, I went to two different sporting goods stores, two different times, looked online, and did gobs of research. Spent hours.
What did you learn about these kayaks that you could share?
Well, I will tell you this. The kayak that I ended up buying for Grayson, the intermediate 8-foot kayak from Sun Dolphin, did not. Now, I bought it from Dunham's, a sporting goods store called Dunham's. But that was a kayak that did not appear on their website. And yet, when you went into the store, they had about 12 of them. But it did not appear. Now, if you go to the Sun Dolphin website, also does not appear on their website. Like, it's a non-existent kayak that in real life actually does exist, very much so. And we liked it very much, and it was very inexpensive.
Was it the right color?
It was a great color. It's a nice blue.
This doesn't really sound like research, though. It sounds like you stumbled into something.
It sounds like you didn't find anything on your research, and then you stumbled into the store and found something.
Well, that's
good.
Not true. Then I can.
Sounds like a bronze
sometimes
medal
you,
to me.
Because sometimes you find stuff while researching, and then it furthers the research. So I didn't even know that existed the first time I went in, and then that meant I couldn't buy anything yet, because now there's a new wrinkle in the system. So then I had to leave and do more research to go, is this a good brand? Is this something that would work well? Then when we went to a different Dunham Sporting Goods store, turns out they had different colors altogether. So then the research had to further continue into asking my son, going, now, would you want us to go back to the other one where they had this in orange, or do you want to stay here and get the one that's in blue?
Wow.
And then, I did a lot of research, so I would win the gold medal in that.
Joe, what would you medal in?
Probably men's basketball.
Yes.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But other events might be losing enthusiasm for all projects that I start at some point.
So to draw a parallel, it would be like if you were in the 100 meter, you would start out gangbusters and then slow walk and maybe stop and...
I'm pretty sure I've actually done what you just described. I mean, mm-hmm. like that specific thing. But yeah, I think that's it. Gung-ho at first, and that's that.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I could compete in that. I'd at least make it to the Olympic trials level.
Yeah,
I think just this past weekend, I ran the gamut. Steve, what about you?
Buying and selling low-dollar truck parts. Like, not a lot. Like, I'm not making thousands,
yeah.
But I'm good at...
But you do it enough.
I'm good at... What I really enjoy, what is very satisfying to me, is if I buy something new, say I need a new wheel.
Uh-huh.
I'm replacing the old wheel that I don't want anymore. I'm really good at acquiring the new one and getting rid of the old one so it's not taking up space. And I'm good at doing that in a very quick manner.
Do you turn then, around is solid.
So does it even out? Do you like
a lot of times it does.
So the new wheel's free.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the time, but I'm really good at cutting it pretty close.
You're like an extreme couponer.
Yeah,
you are.
Kind of.
With auto parts.
I can see that appealing to you as an older age.
Kind of being an coupon extreme guy. Couponer, but crossed with the one red paperclip, like trading up at the same time.
You're like the Facebook Marketplace king, too. You sell so much on Facebook Marketplace. I put stuff up on there, and it's up there for weeks until I'm reminded that my garbage nobody wants is
That's
still there.
That's been my experience, Kelly. Yeah.
And then Steve comes in, and he's like, I sold my microwave that doesn't even work on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000. And I'm like...
I bought five new ones.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
What about you, Kelly?
I would have a gold medal in organizing. I can organize anything. My dream is for somebody to give me a hoarder's house where I can just take it all out.
Really?
Yes. That I don't want to organize their stuff. The junk I can find, target immediately, and get rid of it. I love it. Send me your house full of trash. Take all of it out and organize the little few things you actually need.
Do you think you could clean up after the hoarder has died and exploded onto his couch?
Yep.
Like, could you deal with that?
Is it a good couch?
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
No.
It's greatly diminished.
It's a bad couch and a bad human put together.
Oh, I don't want to do that for a bad human. Just good humans.
Oh, no. I just meant, like, he's broken because of how dead and exploded he is.
I still think I could do it. I think I could crush it.
But he was a priest, so a very good man.
Oh, that's nice.
But he was one that moved around to a lot of different dioceses. So,
which they tend to do when nothing's wrong.
Yeah. So you don't really know. He might have just had a
fixer.
Drifter's courage, or he might have been a toucher.
Well, based on my recent investigation through the Mayor of Easttown show, which taught me everything I needed to know about skeezy-seeming priests and church people, is not to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just anxious because he was kind of wrong before.
Yeah, maybe they just like to hang out with teenagers behind closed doors.
Rachel, what could you win a medal in?
I think I would win a gold medal in recognizing voices. I know that sounds kind of weird, but we watch a lot of animated things. I like watching cartoons and stuff, and they recycle a lot of voice actors in certain companies. And I can always pick out this person. It's this person who played this character on this show, and they were also in this movie. And I'm always right. And so I feel like I would get a gold medal in that or most consecutive hours played in Animal Crossing. Because right now I'm creeping up on that 500-hour mark, and I feel like that's a lot.
Oh,
you're like a marathoner of Animal Crossing?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Right. I'd get that 5-star island so quickly. It would be a gold medal worthy, I think.
Wow.
As much as you play, which I'm surprised you still play. Normally, people get sick of those games.
Do you that know is a how little many strange. Times I've gotten that comment before? Like, my boyfriend and roommate will even point out, you just play that game. Like, people stop playing.
That is what games are for.
So...
you play them.
I know, but people are surprised I still play Animal Crossing. It's kind of strange. Like, I own it. Of course, I'm going to play it.
Joe's right. I mean, historically, it burns out.
Yeah, usually
you're saving yourself a ton of money, though.
That's true.
Yeah. You often do sort of move on. I mean, there aren't a lot of people still playing Qbert, eventually.
No.
You move forward.
Like when Angry Birds was the craze.
Yeah.
Yeah, but boy, this is, it. I have a cat neighbor. It's fun.
Oh,
I
that's
paid
true.
Off my house, you know, it's realistic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot we were talking to Animal Crossing for a second.
Me too.
And I thought she lost your mind.
Yeah,
I have a cat neighbor.
Most random like blurb ever.
Rachel can smell coconut.
Jeez.
And she needs help now. Some text from the audience. What would you win a gold medal for? Procrastination.
Yeah.
I can see that one.
I'm right up there.
I would win a gold medal for burning bridges and beating dead horses. God, you must be a horrible
oh my
to
gosh,
be around.
You must be the coolest.
I'd get a gold medal for rolling and smoking weed, and if I didn't win, I would have so much fun trying.
As long as Seth Rogen wasn't in the mix.
He seems to be.
Who would we send over there? Seth Rogen, Tommy Chong, who's another stoner?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one, I'd be a gold medalist in saying something dark at an inappropriate time and making things really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. This one, I would be the gold medalist in men's hand fart and armpit fart events.
I saw a kid at the amusement park a few weeks ago when I went doing that, and I was so grossed out by it.
The armpit fart thing?
He was wearing a tank top.
I haven't seen that. Mm. I thought that hasn't happened since the 80s.
Oh, no. Come to my house.
But
it ain't me.
Imagine
my kids love making fart noises. In any way.
A fat kid with cake deodorant and sweaty armpit putting his hand there.
Oh, that is gross, because you know then they're touching handrails and then you've touched.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised that someone...
Oh, I don't touch those handrails, by the way.
Hamburger. No,
I'm
I don't
surprised
touch
that someone who wears
anymore.
Deodorant actually does that.
Yeah.
I just feel like the two wouldn't overlap.
It's an amusement park, man.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
It's a very narrow overlap on the Venn diagram.
Yeah.
This text from the Straight Talk Hotline, I would win a gold medal in the NFL Quarterback Club 98 for Nintendo 64. I found a glitch in the game where I can run quarterback sneak from anywhere on the field and go a long ways every time and recover onside kick every time you kick off. The other team never gets the ball. All my friends refuse to play me.
Wow.
That is no fun.
Wow. Cool story, Horm.
I know, that was a very long text for something so uninteresting. How about this? You name the Olympic sport, and then we have to figure out who to send there.
Okay. And it can be anything? Does it have to be real sports?
No, like butt sniffing.
Okay. Okay, butt sniffing.
Joe.
Me.
Complaining.
Hot wings.
Me.
Hot wings.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, hot wings for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about non-traditional sex?
Well,
are you offering?
You said that and did a nice.
I don't know, Joe. How about it?
Yeah. It seemed like you were really fishing for someone to go, Joe.
Yeah. No, say me, guys.
No, did you have somebody in mind?
Kelly.
You think Kelly?
I was going to say did a nice head turn right to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's had. Yeah.
I like to have fun.
Number one gold in untraditional sex.
Yeah. No judgment here.
Wide urethra, that's you.
Oh, yeah,
that's definitely.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that should be an Olympic event.
The P Olympics.
Like, who can get their urine out the fastest? Boom.
That
champion.
That's you.
Definitely
you.
Yes.
Definitely you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one.
Oh, you would dominate.
Smallest hands?
Steve.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Can you imagine him trying to hold up his medal and look like a manhole?
Mm-hmm. No.
Cover?
Mm-hmm.
It's a third word for that.
Yeah,
looks like a manhole. Imagine those hands with a manhole.
Just deepen the manhole.
Cover.
Buffet destruction.
Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Pizza station.
Probably.
Joe.
No.
For sure.
Yes.
I mean, all the food ones, just lump them.
Pretty much.
I mean.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It is.
Well, it is. I mean,
it's
even
pretty
if
fair.
It's like, if it's try new foods, if it's quantity of vegetables, if it's, I mean, it's,
oh,
I mean,
picky eating, I'd win that one.
Oh, you'd win that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, picky for sure.
Definitely.
Muff diving? No, I don't know if that's one.
I'll take that one.
This text from Nashville, I'd win the gold in awkward silence. Mm. This is a unique skill.
Yeah. It's
a very unique skill.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.